the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode number 18. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Teresa. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, What is the Deal with Siamese Cats? If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant good. Your content is good. But it's good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Sometimes we want to consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we even like it. Whatever the case may be, we consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger because it's fast and convenient. So help serve your audience with a fast and convenient version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding, easy-to-consume cheeseburger. I mean podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. It may be interesting for you that some cat registers call the Balinese a Javanese cat, while in others the breed is known as long-haired, lilac point or Siamese, but this is dealt with in a separate chapter. Jada is cared for by a well-loved and beautiful adult who is her mother, even though she is only 8 weeks old. Balinese cats generally have long hair and probably have markings like the blue dot of a Siamese. Bal Indonesian cats are very similar in some characteristics to Siamese cats, but are generally much smaller and have longer hair. The appearance of the body softens to a medium coat, which is fine and silky, with a thick, dark brown or black coat and a long, thin, white tail. Siamese cats are perhaps best known for their long tails, long legs and long tail, but there is much more than the eye sees when it comes to them. For example, they are thought to be a domesticated cat breed bred for the domestication of cats, not for hunting or hunting purposes. Read on to learn all you need to know about this royal breed, and read on. Did you know that coat coloring is not only determined by genetics, but also by the temperature of your environment? Siamese cats were born in the late 19th and early 20th century in what is now Thailand as part of the royal family of the Siamese. The Balinese are called purebred long-haired Siamese because they originated from a natural mutation of the breed and are therefore essentially the same breed with the distinctly pinnate tails, long ears and long legs. They are extremely playful and elegantly athletic, like the Siamese, but unlike them they are not known for their pointed coloring. If you decide to purchase your next Siamese or Balinese kitten from Trezor Cats, we can add you to our waiting list if we currently do not have what you are looking for. The price includes the cost of the kitten and a licensed veterinary license for the Siamese or Balinese kitten and a $5,000 deposit, free until March 10, 2020. You can search for Siamese, Balinese or long-haired Siamese and offer their kittens for sale. For Siamese there are now two different varieties, the southern and the traditional, which have been bred and shown. The old style Siamese, known as Thai at Tica Lanza, is the extreme Siamese ring that is preferred in the show ring. Balinese walk with small, dainty oval paws and swing a long, feathery tail that tapers to a fine point. They are graceful, aristocratic cats with their long, hairy, slender bodies, long tails and long legs and feet. Balinese look like Siamese longhair cats, but are much smaller and more agile than the other cats of their family. Balinese are the most common cat species in Southeast Asia and the second most popular in the world. Siamese cats are really beautiful and complex creatures, but they should not be confused with the ordinary cats that can be seen in people's homes. Black and tan Siamese cat breeders are very careful to breed only Siamese, and there are not many other cat species in the world with the same coloration and appearance. If you can live with the little problems that come with a Siamese pet, you will have one of the best pets you could wish for. If you want to own one, there are some advantages and disadvantages that you can encounter when dealing with Siamese cats. Search the internet in your area and find out if you are willing to offer your pet everything it needs. Now you know more about Siamese cats and can see if they would be a good match for you and your family. If you want to consider other cat breeds, take a look at some of the other breeds that are in the spotlight in this post, including one of Ragdolls. These cats are much bigger and furry and have many personality traits of Siamese, but they have only one in common with other cats of their breed. You look at them and you know that there is intelligence in these little heads. The Suyaki Siamese Cattery has been breeding since 1996, and the kittens for Sailor T, Siamese cats, originating from retired breeders, who are usually 2 to 6 years old and are usually born as cheaper kittens. The Trezza Siamese Balinese cat is a small hobby breeding, which is specialized in the traditional style and is offered in different sizes for sale. The Siamese is one of the oldest breeds of domestic cats and has a long breeding history in the United States and other countries of the world. Volunteers travel to various shelters near their homes and take possession of all found cats and care for them until a suitable household is found. Kittens is a group of Siamese domestic short hair looking for a family forever in Dothan, Alabama. Episode 18 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Teresa Barnes. Adios.